أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 172 of Surah Al-Baqarah, the third of the Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. Yesterday we discussed كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَّقَنَاكُمْ, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed as طَيِّبَات. In Surah Araf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah Ta'ala's discussion in the kitabs of the past, the Torah. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the specific functions of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there also Allah Ta'ala had made the declaration, Allah had made the announcement that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one task, one function will be to make halal the tayyibat and to make haram what is not tayyib, what is khaba'ith, what is impure. So that was part of our deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had already preordained. Then to have the knowledge, to have the yaqeen, to have the iman, that whatever was destined for me insofar as my rizq, my sustenance is concerned, it had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The means and an option is just a barrier, it is a veil between the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and our hand. When this quality comes within a believer, then that brings about two things. One is the love for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the other the spirit to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, washkuru lillah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now much has been spoken about shukr. We hear it all the time. The ulama have encapsulated shukr with five qualities that comes within a person. The first of these qualities is that one humbles oneself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When the realization comes to our heart that whatever we have, whatever is in our possession, whether it is by way of material resources, whether it is otherwise, happiness, good health, whatever, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that creates the quality of humility in an individual. Now one realizes that I am totally useless, I am unworthy, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. The contrary is very dangerous in its consequences. If man feels worthy of whatever ni'mat Allah ta'ala gives, then that is a person who feels that he has a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So humility comes when we feel that we don't have any right upon Allah. Allah is all powerful. Allah is great. We are absolutely worthless. Whatever comes, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to make shukr and we are going to appreciate it. So that is the first quality that comes in a person when a person has this quality of shukr. The second is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows al-insanu abdul ihsan. Man is a slave of ihsan, of the good that is done to that person. And this slavery creates within a person the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, the greater the understanding that it is from Allah ta'ala, the deeper and more profound is the love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. This goes for every aspect, whether it is our food, whether it is our shelter, whether it is our good health, whether it is our vehicle, whether it is individuals around us, our parents, our spouses, our siblings, our children, all of that is a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We would love them, but at the same time it is because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to acknowledge the boon and favor is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We do not have any hand in it whatsoever. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many examples of this in the Quran Sharif. Like we discussed previously, life is a combination of conducive conditions. Life is a combination of good and bad conditions, adverse conditions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا. When difficulties come upon an individual, upon insan, then man, whoever it may be, a Muslim, a non-Muslim, would turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek relief from the difficulties. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا. Then when the person has been showered with my ni'mat, with the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala changes adverse conditions into conducive conditions. Allah ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Man immediately then says that all these good conditions, all these ni'mat that has come upon me, it is because of my knowledge, it is because of my know-how. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks about Qarun. Allah ta'ala had given him an abundance of wealth. Allah Ta'ala speaks about leave the treasures, the keys to the treasures had to be carried by an army. But what had happened to him? He had become unappreciative to Allah Ta'ala and he said, إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. All of this has been given because of my knowledge. Now how many times are we not caught off guard that I would say that I have been granted this, or this came to me because I was astute in my business, because I had known, I had the know-how, I worked hard. All of that comes between us and the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. All of that may be some, there may be some realities in all of this. But shukr means that I realize that this is from Allah. I had absolutely no hand in it. There are many that work harder than us. There are many that have greater knowledge than us. They have more education. They have more professional experience than we have. But Allah Ta'ala grants us sometimes things that Allah Ta'ala has not granted others. So this needs to come within our hearts and it needs to be deep rooted. And then number four, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the acquisition of any favor. Say subhanallah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah ta'ala. That is one component of the shukr that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us these ni'mats. And last is to utilize the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in avenues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. To utilize any ni'mat of Allah ta'ala in the disobedience of Allah is showing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah that has granted us, we take that ni'mat and we use it in an avenue that Allah is displeased, then that is showing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ruhul Maani, the author quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is hadith Qudsi. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni wal insu wal jinnu fi naba'in azim. The relationship between myself, Allah ta'ala, and insan and jinn is a very unique relationship. It is a relationship that can never ever be understood. Akhluqu wa ya'budu ghayri. I created insan, and insan then worships others besides me. Now one is the physical worship of some being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes the greatness of other things come into our hearts besides the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَرْزُقُ وَيَشْكُرُ غَيْرِ. I sustain, and man becomes appreciative to other beings besides me. Man forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sometimes people do favors to us. Then the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is clear that he who is not thankful to man will never be grateful to Allah ta'ala. We have to thank people, but never ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shukr Allah ta'ala speaks about, then we find in the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit down to eat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst eating, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say Alhamdulillah. All of that is gratitude to Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would complete his meals, again he will show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown us. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, you will only be appreciative to Allah Ta'ala if it is Allah that you worship and you make the ibadat of Allah, then automatically the shukr will come to Allah, will come to an individual for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.